Vikings Packers special guest, Micah Hyde! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry McHarris!
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. This just in. The Packers beat the Giants in a playoff game by 25 points in a playoff game. My sources in Dallas tell me the Cowboys are nervous. So I've composed an ode about that. Thank you. It's entitled, Ode to the Cowboys Are Nervous. Goes something like this. Look close and you'll see a little sweat on Jerry's brow. That 13-3 regular season doesn't mean near as much now. It's all about the Packers, who beat the Giants 38-13. Yeah. Didn't the Cowboys lose twice to that very same team? Yeah. Get ready for the battle. Dallas and Green Bay. The Cowboys get the opponent that nobody wants to play. Thank you. And that's the truth. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is the Packers' version of a Swiss Army knife. He can do anything. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a very warm Packers Live welcome to Micah Hyde.
My defensive palm hit the far seat of your work. How you doing? How you doing?
Micah Hyde, everybody. Micah, congratulations on the win over the Giants. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's always good to get a win in the playoffs and on to the next week.
Micah, I thought it was a real team victory.
Yeah.
All segments contributing. And defensively, you guys had to answer the bell very early because the offense took a little while to get on track. And very first play, Micah Hyde scores a tackle for a loss. That's a good way to start, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yes, it is. You know, as you said, we gave up a couple field goals early, which, you know, no teams are really going to beat us with the offense that we have by kicking field goals. And, you know, luckily we gave up some big plays, but we limited the field goal. So it was a good start for the defense.
And another thing during that period that you're referring to, Micah Hyde pass defensed in the end zone, held him to a field goal, as you mentioned, and that kept the Green Bay Packers in the game. Those 6 points, not a big deal.
Yeah. As you can see the play, I kind of got beat off the line, but I recovered, was able to get the ball out. I was just talking to one of our PI guys. They mentioned that it was a drop by the receiver, but I definitely got my hand in there and was able to hit the ball.
I saw no drop. Pass defense. Now, Mike, I wanted to ask you, how big for you guys was the Hail Mary right before halftime?
You know what? That's the type of stuff our offense can do at any given time. Obviously, you see it right here, and, you know, we get the defense, we get front row seats to watch our offense perform and do that every game, so it's awesome to see.
Mike, a lot of people talk about that as a huge turning point.
Yeah.
I also think another turning point came during the third quarter. They just had a big play. close the score to within 14-13, a little over 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Here's how you guys responded. Offensively, you guys respond with a touchdown, field goal, touchdown, touchdown. Defensively, you respond with three and out, Clay's sack, forced fumble, and fumble recovery, and then Demarius Randall's interception. Yeah. I mean, that is a turning point. That was adversity staring in the face, and bang, you guys came back.
Well, I think that the difference between this football team and the years past, you know, just the adversity that we dealt with early in the season, you know, we can be down in a game, we can be up in a game, doesn't matter. We feel like we're gonna overcome and win the ball game.
Micah, that Odell Beckham Jr. fella, apparently he doesn't play well with others.
Right here.
Now, you guys held him to, what, four catches, 28 yards? I mean, a magnificent day. And I, like, you weren't on him every play, just occasionally, but, like, when you see number 13 over there, what are you thinking about? Is that a big deal because the guy's got a reputation?
Yeah,
how do you
yeah.
approach matchups like that?
100%. You know, he's one of those guys that can, you know, if he catches a hitch, catches a slant, he could take to the house at any point in the game. So we understand that. And at all times, you got to know where he's at. But, you know, I don't think that guys like Gunt get as much credit as what, you know, he deserves. That guy went out there, balled out. D, you see making a play right here. He just, you know, that's the plays that our guys make, and we were able to do that yesterday.
Micah, there's an outfit called Pro Football Focus, and they grade every NFL player on every play of every game. And for the fourth straight week or fourth straight game, you're in the top five Packer defensive players as far as grades go. And this is includes the plays nobody notices, like when you're covering people and the ball doesn't come your way. How did you feel about that end of the game against the New York Giants for yourself?
Honestly, I don't even know what Pro Football Focus, you know, the ratings. I don't even know anything about all that stuff. But, you know, it was a tough matchup for us, you know, going into the game. We knew that the receivers were going to be explosive. And, you know, we try to get our hands on them. And, you know, if I come out with one of the good ratings, I do. And, you know, I appreciate that.
Play I wanted to ask you about was the interception at the end.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a rather, I said in the introduction, you can do anything. You've got a rather creative approach to a block here. Do you remember the block I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay, there we see the interception, and you'll see Micah come into the picture here. And like you're.
The box out, baby.
You're kind of, it's like a basketball boxing out underneath the boards there. All I know is you get a 300-pound man on the ground there.
That probably explains why my shoulder's not feeling very good right now. Yeah.
Earlier in the game, you're defending against Sterling Shepard, or he's in between you and Darius Randall, and a ball kind of bounces off him, and he bumps into Randall, and then he bumps into you. And I wanted to know, did you kind of jack his jaw? Because you knock him right to the turf here. Now, folks, when you watch this, do not watch the ball. Just watch Shepard bouncing in between Demarius Randall and Micah there. What happened with that, Micah?
It's football, baby. It's a violent game. You know, that's all I can say about that.
Well, I found it entertaining. Now, because this game, as I mentioned earlier, margin of victory, 25 points, you guys did not need any late-game heroics from, in particular, yourself, because during this last few weeks of the season, you've become famous for late-game heroics. And I think back to the Detroit game when you moved outside to play, like, officially a cornerback position, and they went trying to get by you for the touchdown, and there is Micah Hyde with the interception. What's with these late-game heroics? You also did it in the Bear game. What's with the late-game heroics?
You know, when there's a time to make a play, you know, I just try to help out my team and try to get a victory. That's all I can say. And maybe I've got lucky a few times, but I'm glad I can say I got lucky.
One other thing for you, Micah. I want to make sure to get this on. Micah was voted by his teammates one of the special teams captains for the playoffs.
Yep.
Now, That's got to be pretty cool. That comes from the guys. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it's an honor. I can't say enough about that. You know, it hit me yesterday when I walked in the locker room and I saw the C stitched on my jersey. You know, that was eye-opening. You know, I can remember back the first time I walked in, I saw, you know, the Rogers up there, the Matthews up there, the Raji, you know, all those type of names. But walking in yesterday and seeing that C, that was pretty cool to recognize that.
Congratulations, Micah. All right, coming up. This week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, a special adults-only Earn Your Autograph, and it's starring Renee. Thank you, Third Short. Welcome back. It is time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Renee.
That's right.
Renee, woo-hoo! You look like a Packer fan.
I am.
And Renee, if you can execute the football skill, it gets better, that Micah is about to coach you on, you will earn his autograph.
That's
is
wonderful.
That cool?
Yes.
All right. In fact, it's wonderful. Micah, what are we going to learn?
So I'm going to teach you a little something that Mason Crosby taught me, okay? Yeah. Larry is going to get down on one knee. Okay. He's going to hold this football.
Yeah.
And we're just going to kick it right through the uprights.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Now, Micah, in high school, you were like a kicker, weren't you?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Well, I was something like a holder, too. Okay.
So, all right. So I'm going to demonstrate it first. Hopefully, I don't kick his finger and knock his finger off.
Yeah.
Yay! Thank you a lot. No, you can do that, right?
Sure.
All right, let's try it. Let's try it. Like I said, you're going to get underneath it. Right here.
Okay.
And just get a little lift.
It's, all right. I should have practiced this.
Are you going frontwards or soccer?
Are we going soccer?
Or you
whatever
do
you want to do.
Come on, I'm just afraid.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yay!
Good
Where'd
job.
The ball go?
Good job.
Okay.
That was better than mine.
We got to find the ball, and when we do, we'll have Micah sign it for Renee. Is that wonderful or what? Okay, when we come back, it's time for In the Huddle. Don't go away. Thank you, Third Short. Welcome back. It is time for the segment we like to call In the Huddle.
In the Huddle.
Woo! In the Huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Micah, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Now, Micah, I have selected this play from late in the Bear game because I felt at the time, and looking back, I still feel the same way. I don't think Aaron Rodgers hits Jordy Nelson for 60 yards and you kick the game-winning field goal on the last play, unless Micah Hyde makes this play. Could you show us where you're at?
So I'm right here, and I'm not really a mathematician, but as you can see, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Uh-oh, problem.
Yeah, and usually people play with 11 on defense. So we have 10 people, and as you roll the clip, you see big number 98 just running onto the field.
Micah, I got to ask you this. Okay, you're defending Cameron Meredith, the receiver, the slot receiver.
Yeah.
When you were, like, right here, did you see the big man coming? And what were you thinking when you saw it?
All right, to be honest, at this point, it's hard to believe, but I don't see 98. I don't see him. I can remember.
He's hard to miss. He's a big guy.
I remember being like, you know, right here when the ball, before the ball snapped, and I see him running down the sideline, and I'm just like, what? What is going on right now? But to LaTroy's credit, I mean, he went all the way down the end zone and came in, we didn't get a penalty, but, you know, that's
okay.
Crazy.
So, Micah, now somehow you got to defend your man and get past LaTroy.
Yeah.
how in the name of Buckets Goldenberg did you do that?
You know, he's elusive. So he you know, LaTroy got out of my way and I got out of his way, and you know, I was able to get my head back and look for the ball.
And look for the ball you did. Not only that, you knock it out of there. And the Bears have to kick a field goal, and the rest, as they say, Micah, is history.
Yes, sir.
Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Micah.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Micah from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Micah Hyde, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Johnny.
And Johnny, what's your question?
Do you have any game day superstitions?
Oh, man, I don't. You know, I kind of just go in the locker room. I joke around with people on game day, which is might be hard to believe. But I like to see people laugh and try to keep them loose throughout the game. So that's what I do.
All right. Next up we have your name.
Hi.
I have that effect on a lot of young ladies. Oh, I guess. Okay. Ask the question, okay? All right. Okay. I think Mom wants to know, what other sports did you play, Micah?
What other sports did I play? Well, I played football, basketball, and baseball in high school. Played a little soccer when I was growing up. And, yeah, just try to do as much as I could, stay out of trouble. And my mom didn't want to babysit me, so she threw me in sports.
The man can do anything. And your name?
Aaron, how are you going to transition from the cold weather to the warm?
It won't be very hard. you know, obviously we love playing at home and, you know, December and January football. It's nothing like Lambeau Field. It gets crazy. But yeah, we're gonna be excited to play indoors and down in Texas this week.
All right. Next up, we have
Susanna.
Susanna, what's your question?
How far does a pass have to be to qualify for a Hail Mary?
Ooh.
Wow. Jeez. That's a tough question. I don't even know. Possibly the clock has to expire one, and I don't know. Maybe. Larry, help me out, man.
And it's got to be a certain height, too.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'll do my research and get back to you on that one. Yeah.
So will I.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have my people talk to your people.
Right,
and your name, sir?
I'm Steve. Micah, you got to be a special kind of crazy to return punts in the NFL. So what kind of things are going through your mind as the ball's coming to you?
Yeah, you do got to be crazy, that's for sure. You know, this guy's coming down, running as fast as they can and take your head off. You know, luckily there's a fair catch. You know, it's just an opportunity to go out there and make a play. And so when the ball's up in the air, I'm just praying and hoping that the guys in front of me are blocking for me and catch the ball, get upfield.
Thank you, Micah, and thanks to our questioners. Frankie. Who asked your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Oh, Susanna was my favorite questioner. And she gets this 11-piece value set, which includes two folders, a spiral notebook, four pencils, spiral memo pad, eraser, sharpener, pencil pouch, which I think adds to eight. And you can get this at the Packer Pro Shop, where?
Only on Packers Live. Coming up, the yet-to-be-determined segment. We'll see you. Thanks. Thanks for playing. Thank you, Frank. One more time with Micah Hyde. And Micah, back in week six, you guys played the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes,
what do you remember about that game?
We lost. I remember that. I remember we lost, and like you said, it was week six. You know, they're a very good football team. We understand that. You know, they have one of the best O-lines in the league. They can run the ball. They got a smart quarterback, rookie, but a very smart quarterback, very good running back, great receivers. I'm speaking defensively. And, they can get it done in many different ways.
But you guys are on a roll.
We are.
I mean, there's something going on here, right?
Yeah. There really is. You know, we feel like if we're playing our best football, we can beat anyone. And, you know, we're just taking it. You know, day by day, play by play, and you know, from there, we'll see what happens.
Micah, go get them. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.